Welcome to Extra Extra. I'm your host, Caitlin Kelleher.
And I'm your co-host, Joy Richard.
Today, we are going to be talking to our guest, Kathy Cordero, who is the editor-in-chief of the central unit of Gatehouse Media New England, which is a unit that covers the suburbs of Boston, kind of ranging from Cambridge, Brookline, and Newton, to Acton, Boxborough, Littleton, and Westford, so kind of that strip west northwest of the Pike. We are going to be talking a little bit about the Beacon Santa Foundation, which helps
So today we're going to be talking a little bit about the Beacon Santa Foundation, which helps children and their families in the communities that surround the central unit. So again, that's Bedford, Lexington, Concord, and more.
Yep, it's kind of the western edge of that unit. So we'll have the whole list of towns in the show notes. We'll make sure of that.
So when we come back from this commercial break, we'll be talking with Kathy Cordero about Beacon Santa.
It's time now for Extra Extra. An inside look at the news from Wicked Local. With your hosts, Caitlin Kelleher and Joy Richard.
As we said in our intro, this week we are welcoming Kathy Cordero. And so, Kathy, welcome to the show. And can you tell us a little bit about your role at Beacon Santa and what the foundation is?
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Caitlin. I am on the board of directors for something with a big name called Beacon Communications Foundation, Inc., and everyone knows it as Beacon Santa. I've been on the board of directors for about 10 years, but have been part of the Beacon Santa effort for about 20 years, I would say, because when I started with this company, I was with one of the Beacon Santa newspapers, and so I've always been part of the effort.
As you've grown in your role, and as the years have passed, what has changed in what you see in the communities, and either in the need or in the donations, or both?
Well, interestingly, at least to me, is that we have a greater volume of donations when the economy isn't good.
That's sweet.
Well, it is, yes. And I think that's because people feel the need in a way that, feel the need in other people that's easier not to think about or not to remember in better times. And I would say this qualifies as a better time with respect to donations. So I think to sort of summarize it, I would say donations tend to ebb and flow based a little bit on the economy. As far as the people who we help at Beacon Santa, I don't really think that has changed at all. It's always been people who, for the most part, seem to have a lot of dignity, seem to have a lot of love, and even seem to have a lot of kindness towards other people who help them. It's disabled veterans. It's single parents, often women, but sometimes dads. It's people who can no longer work because of disability. So the circumstances don't change. During poor economic times, when people are out of work due to greater unemployment, then there are those situations. If I had to say that there's one single change, I think it's in the number of two-parent households who say that it is difficult to keep it all together.
I think one of the things we've kind of forgot to ask as we introed this was, who does Beacon Santa help, and how do you guys help?
Okay, yeah, good question.
Because that's something we know from working in the office and working with Beacon Santa, but is something our listeners don't necessarily know.
Beacon Santa helps 14 towns, people in 14 towns, and that has always been the case. Those are communities that that we represent with our newspapers and our websites, and have for not in all cases for 50 years, but some of them at least 50 years, because Beacon Santa is now 52 years old. So it's been a long time that we're doing that. Our emphasis is on children. So our application, in our application process, we ask people to indicate who their children are, you know, the ages of their children, mm-hmm. Essentially. You can get me sidetracked on that a little bit if you want
Please do.
Okay.
Please explain. The best part about this is a chance for our listeners to get to know everything. Yeah. So talk about what strikes you.
Everyone is asked to submit a letter with their application. And by the way, the application does have to be co-signed by someone who can confirm need. And it might be someone from within the school. Sometimes it's from a social service agency in town.
This year we got Veterans the VA helped sign for a few.
Yes, yep. Yep, we accept we accept that as well.
Because there are veterans who are young parents.
Right,
and
that is
a need in this community in this day and age.
Yep. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. People are asked to submit letters as well, they do. And that's where I know that there's a lot of dignity and a lot of kindness that's out there. Some of the letters are very specific about what their children would like to have for Christmas, and we don't actually give toys or give gifts. And sometimes they say, my son could really use a coat, which just really honestly makes me feel badly, because of course their child needs a coat, but what that child wants is something under the Christmas tree. And, so my heart goes out to the parents and the children in that situation. This year we had a dad who sent us his daughter's school picture, clearly so proud of his little girl that he wanted to see who we would be helping. So it's those kinds of things are very richly rewarding to those of us who vet the applications. But at the same time, it sort of it grips your heart sometimes.
It does.
So why don't you give us a little bit of history on the 52 years? Where did this start? How is the money fundraised? And how has it kind of evolved over the last 5 decades?
Back 50 years ago, a couple of newspapers that existed were The Beacon, which serves Acton and Boxborough. There's also a paper now called The Beacon Villager, which was formerly called The Maynard Beacon. But the group of newspapers were under the umbrella of a group called known as The Beacon Newspapers. So that's the genesis of the Beacon part of it. And it truly was about the employees, including press people, including people who worked in advertising, in circulation, in editorial, in seeing a need in the very small number of communities that they touched and wanting to do something about it. So it was very, very much staff generated at that time across all of the departments that were housed within the Beacon umbrella. I wasn't around 50 years ago, so I can't tell you whether 50 years ago we were giving out actually gifts or whether we were giving out vouchers or exactly what. It did evolve over time, and at the time that I came into it, we were giving out vouchers to various stores. In the last couple of years, we've changed that to gift cards because vouchers is a cumbersome system for stores to deal with. They have to verify every voucher, and then it has to be turned back into us, and they invoice us. And it got to be a lot to ask for those merchants. And when we heard that loud and clear, we have switched to gift cards. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the second part of your question.
I think it's interesting to know that the vouchers change came because of a demand from the businesses, as opposed to a demand from the recipients or even on our part that businesses didn't want to kind of have that complex relationship.
Yeah, but because it was a difficult one for them during a very busy season.
Right.
So I think honestly it was the right move on their part.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that gift cards, I mean, right now we're giving gift cards to Target, which I think is it's a good price point for anybody.
Right, because you can also get clothes, food.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Toys. So it's a mix of services.
Which is one of the reasons that we at Beacon Santa went to Target. But I've not heard back from any of our applicants that they prefer one over the other, because I think gratitude is at the heart of how they feel about it. Mm-hmm. So whatever we did would probably be acceptable.
So why don't you think back and give us your favorite story about someone donating? Because over the last couple of years, since I've been working in the office in Concord, a lot of people will just kind of show up in the middle of the week and drop a very large check on our desks. And it's every time it's overwhelming in a special moment. So I'm sure you have a couple of stories about that.
I think probably the one that stands out most in my mind is, stands out because it is so unusual. But 3 years ago, I think, a woman came into the office. Not sure if I should say what town she, well, I guess I can, but she lives in Lincoln. And she walked into the office with a cash donation, and I think the donation at the time was $1,000. It might have been $1,500 because she's come for 3 years, and so that's the right. And when someone escorted me into her office, and she handed me an envelope, and she said, "Could I have a receipt?" And you know, I think any donation is really, really important, and the amount doesn't matter. It's the kindness and sort of the overall good that we're doing. But she wanted a receipt, so of course I had to count the money that was in the envelope. And when I got to the part where it was $1,000, I'm doing it now. I'm sorry, but like I started to tear up. It's like, oh my gosh, this woman just walked in with this for people that she doesn't even know, for children that she's never going to see. And it was just a really powerful moment for me to recognize, I keep coming back to that word, kindness, that people have. I mean, that's very altruistic. And is it tax deductible? Of course it is. But there's a lot of places that she probably could have given her money. So that to me is, I think, is the one that stands out.
All right, on that note on kindness, we're going to take a quick moment and a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Extra Extra. I'm Caitlin Kelleher, and I'm here with Joy Richard and Kathy Cordero. We are talking a little bit about the Beacon Santa Foundation and the work that it does as part of the central unit of Gatehouse Media New England. So
we were just talking about, the kindness that comes through the community. Let's talk a little bit about who this actually affects. How many kids are usually affected by this each year? And how do local businesses factor into this with their kindness?
This year we have applications for 750 children. I think it might be 753, but we'll round it off to 750. So fewer applications than that, of course, because they're from the parents. But that's the total number of children that we're hoping to have an impact on. And that's a lot. That's when you think about your own family and then think about that many children in need around you that are sort of hiding in plain sight.
Right. And I mean, that's one of the things about this is suburban Boston. This is not what you would consider typically your poor communities. This is Lexington, Concord, Maynard, Littleton, Westford, and a number of the communities around there, where people are still struggling
right.
to make ends meet
yes.
in some of our neighborhoods.
And one of the, again, anecdotally, we receive letters sometimes from people that say, you know, we're struggling, we're managing, were, you know, one disaster away from just losing it all, and that disaster could be they need new tires. I mean, it's sort of that small. I remember receiving a letter from a woman who had been recently divorced, lived in one of our, you know, relatively affluent suburban communities, had kids in the public schools, and she said, no one knows what it's like for us. She said, a few of our neighbors and friends do, and they'll, like, leave groceries for us, but people don't know about other people's circumstances. They can look like they're doing, you know, just fine, and they're not. With respect to businesses, just to because I don't want to forget that.
No.
Every year we do have businesses that support us. One that I can point out in particular is Acton Woods Plaza, which is in Acton, and it's a number of small freestanding stores on the corner of 27 and the Great Road 2A. And the Happy Chocolatier is in there, and Kitchen Outfitters is in there, and a few other small stores. And every year, and this year it's on Saturday, they have a day that in which they will donate part of their proceeds from that day to Beacon Santa. So every one of the merchants has kind of signed on, you know, not in writing that I've seen, but has signed on to donate some portion of their proceeds to Beacon Santa. And they've done it the last couple years as well. And, you know, and everyone sends in their check for that amount afterwards.
And I know a few of the churches in the area have also done special collections in different years. I don't know if anyone's a regular contributor, but I know in the different years that I've been involved with it, this church might reach out one year, another church might reach out another year.
It's been, it does vary from year to year. I think that church communities perhaps look for different places in different years to, you know, to extend their generosity. And again, we're grateful when it's Beacon Santa. So yes, that does happen as well.
So why don't we talk a little bit about the telethon? It's a huge event that a lot of our people in the office take part in, and so many kids in Maynard take part in. It's really become a huge part of their community. Give us a little background on that.
So Maynard High School, which again is in on the ground floor of the town of Maynard with respect to Beacon Santa, Maynard High School has just an outstanding program. WAVM is how we all know it, and it's a radio station, has an online component, has a television component. Those kids are just amazing and probably have their future profession cut out for them by the time they get out of high school. But every year they have a weekend telethon, and from Friday evening.
So tonight.
Yes, starting tonight, they open, and they are live until Sunday at about 11 a.m. So it's a pretty sleepless event, I think. I've never been there for the whole thing. There are plenty of parent volunteers who do that, but they spend months pulling this together. They have an online auction. So there again, there are businesses that have donated goods that can be auctioned off, and then the kids put on skits and, you know, whatever it does to entertain an audience, no matter how large or small it is at 3 a.m.
Right. I know we're trying to get you out, Kathy, for business reasons, so we're going to kind of wrap this up at this point, and I'm going to ask you to tell our listeners where people can donate, how we accept donations, and we're going to go through that nice plug.
Okay.
Unsubtle and saying, hey, can you please help?
Of course. Okay, so certainly people can donate online via PayPal, and they can get to that through our Wicked Local sites. So if they're listening from Bedford, it would be bedford.wickedlocal.com.
Yep, and we'll connect.
And you're going
to
do.
And I'm going to connect it to our show notes and to the article that this is embedded in.
Okay.
So the link should be the links will be available to our listeners.
Okay. So PayPal is one easy way, and increasingly we find people doing that.
And you don't have to be a PayPal account to donate.
No, you do not. And another way is to send it directly to Beacon Santa at the Middlesex Savings Bank in Maynard, which is where we have our account. Donations come into our offices in Concord, also on Miriam Street in Lexington. Those are probably the primary ways that
get donation. And what is the savings bank's address?
Oh, okay, savings bank.
So that people can mail it in?
Middlesex Savings, P.O. Box 645 in Maynard, and the Maynard zip is 01754.
And checks should be made out too?
Beacon Santa. No need to go through that big, long Beacon Communications Foundation, Inc. It can be Beacon Santa. And just, I would like to say that we acknowledge every donation in writing or by email. If all we have is an email address, we do let people know what our federal tax exempt number is, because donations are tax deductible. So, and plus, I want to say thank you. So I always do a letter.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. On this episode of Extra Extra, I'm Caitlin Kelleher, one of your hosts, and you can reach me on Twitter at CM Kelleher and on email at ckelleher@wickedlocal.com.
And I'm Joy Richard. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Extra Extra Joy. You can also email me at jrichard@wickedlocal.com. And don't forget to give to the Beacon Santa Fund through the Middlesex Savings Bank. Again, the address is P.O. Box 645, Maynard, Mass. 01754, or in person at our Concord office, 150 Baker Avenue Extension. Remember that extension, Suite 101, Concord, or 9 Merriam Street, Lexington.
And all of the information will be linked in our show notes. So thank you. And next week, we'll be back with talking a little bit about Gifts of Hope.
You can join Caitlin and Joy as they go behind the scenes each week at Wicked Local. Follow Caitlin on Twitter at CM Kelleher and Joy at Extra Extra Joy. Thank you for listening to Extra Extra.